I'm Bronson Tigert here at the National FFA Convention. I'm here with Western Region Vice President Bryce Clough. Bryce, you were just elected Western Region Vice President. Your reaction was my favorite. Tell me what you were feeling when you first heard your name announced.
Well, I'd describe it as I'm feeling a whole lot of everything and a whole lot of nothing at the same time. Absolute disbelief that I have this opportunity to really create some meaningful impacts throughout this next year. So I was really just feeling on top of the world there.
Bryce, tell me, when did you decide to start working towards being a national FFA officer?
I served as a state FFA officer in 2015 and 2016, and I really saw that working with students and being able to facilitate change in the lives of students just by being a small role model in their lives can really move mountains. And so for me, the opportunity to run for national office was that exact experience, but on a national level. So that's really where I saw my calling and my desire to serve as a national officer.
So looking back to when you first started in the FFA, how does it feel to get to where you're at now?
It's insane. I mean, I wasn't even in FFA for 4 years. I was only in there for 3 years of my high school career. But for me, it's just looking back on the student I was when I first put on the blue jacket into what I, you know, did on the stage today was it's a world of difference. But I can understand each step that led me there and all the people who've supported me to get me here.
Tell me about your FFA experience in your chapter. How is yours different than others in your opinion?
So I had the awesome opportunity to really serve as a chapter leader during my chapter office days. So I started off as a green hand president and slowly worked my way up and found my real passion for leadership and working with leadership in my chapter. So for me, it was an awesome opportunity to really find a new and unique aspect to myself that I didn't know before.
What's your background and experience in agriculture?
I actually do not have a very large experience in agriculture. My SAE, when I started developing that, was really my first big experience within ag. And then I developed that over a course of years and got really heavily involved in the livestock industry and showing livestock. So I really started off with just one duck and worked my way up to a world of difference.
So that's one great thing about the FFA is that it includes people who have a lot of background in agriculture. And it includes those also who may not have a lot of background in agriculture. So tell me, as an officer now, what are some of your goals for this next year?
One of my biggest goals is to do exactly what you just said and include those students who don't have a background in agriculture, because the FFA is open to everybody and it has opportunities to really change every student's world. And for me, that would be an awesome opportunity to invite those students into our organization and to utilize them in achieving our mission of providing premier leadership, personal growth, and career success.
Is there anyone that really helped you or influenced you on your journey to this position?
Well, she'd hit me for not saying it, but it's my mother. She's been there every step of the way since I first put on the jacket, and she was kind of hesitant, I think, at first to how excited I really got about FFA. And once she recognized my passion, she's been behind me. You know, every single up moment and down moment, she was there. So I really thank her for getting me to this place.
We want to congratulate you, Bryce, newly elected Western Region Vice President. With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tigert.